When I have my cane, I'm able. I was going to say that's all I got, but I do have more. Happy first day of winter. So the question is, what do you call a group of chess players in the hotel lobby bragging about their game? Nothing? Well, chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. I should probably sit down. 2 days till Christmas. Can you believe it? Wow. So where are you at? Still have to fight the traffic at the mall to get some late gifts? A lot of cards to fill out yet to send to family and loved ones? Still have to get the house all cleaned up and everything, tree up and everything ready for Christmas? Still have to go shopping for food and the proper beverages? And the proper beverages? so that the feast day will be everything that it is designed to be? Or what else is pressing in this busy season? Or maybe you've got it all together, maybe you're ahead of the crowd and you've taken care of all that stuff, and now you have time to relax and contemplate what Christmas is really about, what God's plan is and how it does affect us here and now. That those gifts that we exchange are really symbols of God's gift of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. I've always been intrigued by that first reading. Story of Ahaz, who made a deal with the king of Syria for military protection against the nations around him. And when the Lord spoke to him and said, give me a sign, he didn't want to disturb things. He wasn't sure. He was fearful that these nations would come in on him. And so he said, I don't know about that. I can't trust the promise of the Old Testament, that a virgin would bear a child and be named Emmanuel, God with us. Surprising? Isn't that a funny way of, not a funny way, but a surprising way for God to announce this new Jesus. But God has a plan, and no doubting Ahaz is going to get in the way. In Matthew's gospel, God gambles with Joseph and Mary. Betrothal in Joseph's time was arranged by parents, usually by the father. And the betrothed couple would live apart for about a year, and then the man would take the bride into his house. And that was the wedding. That was the wedding celebration when he took... When Mary came to Joseph during the betrothal and saying she was pregnant, if Joseph wasn't the father, who was? Wow, what a strange situation to be in. But Joseph, being a righteous man, received God's message in a dream, and he trusted God. What seemed like the worst day in Joseph's life turned out to be the unimaginable grace-filled day. Today, Joseph may counsel us to worry less and pray more about what God's direction is for us. He might even give us a Christmas gift of Thomas Merton's prayer saying, my Lord, I have no idea where I'm going, but I believe that my desire is to please you, and that does indeed please you. And I will not fear, you are always with me, Emmanuel. And you know, we always face those, all of us face, big or small, those decisions, those changing life decisions that we have to make. Getting married, living a single life, moving to a new country or a new state, to change a job, to have children, there is a big decision. To go to college, or like Father Jude, to pursue the priesthood. And then it's, do I turn this over to God, or do I rely on my own devices? I remember sitting in my office 100 years ago, and I was I had brought the commitment form home, and I kind of was looking at it. And on the bottom it said, would you be interested in serving your parish as a deacon? And some kind of a light went on. So I went over to Father Jansen to talk about this, ask him what he thought. And he was feeling pretty snarky that day, so he said, so what would you do as a deacon? I wasn't expecting that question. So I said, let the Spirit take care of it. He said, right answer. And the rest is history. It's interesting that the first reading in the gospel end with that new baby being Emmanuel, God with us. Paraphrase St. Bernard of Clairvaux, our patron, God intervened in human history over 2,000 years ago with the birth of his Son, who is present with us always, especially in the Eucharist, and remains with us for all time until the glory of his coming. Today's liturgy kind of gathers us to prepare for the celebration of that coming of Emmanuel 2,000 years ago, to trust that he'll be reborn in our own hearts and that we will share him and be ready when he returns in glory. For today, we must trust in Emmanuel, that God is surely with us and will remain with us until the end times.